G20 finance chiefs formally recognized digital assets' economic role. The G20's finance ministers and central bank governors have formally recognized the role of digital assets in economic growth, according to a September 2, 2026 post from Cointelegraph. The group said it would work toward clearer regulatory pathways and improved cross-border payment systems. For an asset class that spent most of the past decade being described by finance officials in terms of risk, fraud, and volatility, an explicit nod to its economic role is a change in tone worth reading carefully. A statement of direction, not binding law. The G20 is a coordinating forum, not a legislature. Its communiques do not create enforceable rules in any member country. Recognition of digital assets signals where the group's finance leadership wants national policy to head, and it gives regulators in member states cover to move. It does not, by itself, change a single line of law in Washington, Brussels, or New Delhi. That distinction matters because crypto markets tend to price policy signals as if they were policy. The market was not treating this as a catalyst. As of September 2, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $77,213, down 2.0% on the day, with Ether at $2,411, down 2.5%, and XRP at 1.35, down 2.9%. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 71, in greed territory, driven by conditions that had little to do with a G20 statement. Still, the value of formal recognition is cumulative. Individual regulators reference these communiques when defending new frameworks domestically. The group represents about 85% of global GDP and 2/3 of the world's population, so alignment at this level tends to precede national action rather than follow it. Cross-border payments are the practical hook. The most concrete part of the pledge is the commitment to improved cross-border payment systems. Reducing the cost and delay of moving money between countries has been a stated G20 priority for years, and digital assets, particularly stablecoins, have become the private sector answer that regulators can no longer ignore. This is where the recognition touches ordinary users rather than trading desks. Cross-border settlement is exactly the friction that stablecoin payment rails and crypto cards are built to remove. A worker sending money home, a freelancer invoicing a client abroad, or a traveler avoiding foreign exchange markups all sit downstream of the same plumbing the G20 says it wants to modernize. Recognition at this level also nudges the stablecoin regulation debate forward. National frameworks are already moving. Singapore recently proposed a stablecoin license with a full reserve rule, and the UK handed the Bank of England a stablecoin innovation mandate. A G20-level statement gives those efforts a shared reference point, rather than leaving each jurisdiction to invent its own vocabulary. Clearer rules cut both ways for users. The pledge toward clearer regulatory pathways is the part crypto card users should watch most closely. Clarity is not the same as leniency. Frameworks that define digital assets more precisely also define compliance obligations more precisely, which usually means more identity verification, more reporting, and stricter licensing for the companies that issue cards and hold balances. For users, the practical upshot is a trade. Access becomes more predictable, and the risk of a card program abruptly losing banking support in a member country falls. In exchange, the fully anonymous corners of the market shrink. Providers that already operate under recognized licenses gain an advantage over those relying on regulatory gray zones, and that gap tends to widen once a framework is named rather than merely rumored. Custody remains the user's own responsibility, regardless of what the G20 endorses. Recognition does not backstop a custodial provider's solvency. The FTX and Wirecard failures showed that user balances held by a third party can be frozen or lost, no matter how legitimate the operator looked on paper, which is why the spend-from-your-own-wallet model keeps drawing interest, even as the regulatory picture improves.